This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Hello. Good morning, friends. Hello, Nevadans. It is my pleasure to tell you it's going to be a great day, and it's a great morning for a radio show. Truckee Meadows are on tap for a gorgeous weekend. That's a great start for the show, huh? Both today and tomorrow look fantastic with lots of sunshine and temperatures in the 50s. Warmer today than yesterday. Our current temperature in Reno is 37 degrees. I'm John Potter, live and local here until noon. A lot of things to talk about. Let's welcome back our producer, Craig, in Carson City. Hey, what's the plan for Thanksgiving, Craig?
The plan for Thanksgiving is I live in a community that is very family and community oriented. So we are having a giant of the 230 apartments in my complex. We are having a giant feast in our community room on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow, and that sounds like such a throwback.
8 turkeys, 10 turkeys, something like that.
You're breaking the we don't talk to neighbor rule.
Right? But no, this
that is so cool.
It's amazing that this complex, and it's an indoor complex, but you would call it a gated community because the doors lock at 5 o'clock at night and they don't let people out. Let people in without.
Don't let them out.
Yeah. Hey, we don't charge you to get in, but we do charge you to get out.
He's saying jail, folks, in case you wonder what the community was.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Nah,
Well, that's incredible. You mean in this group that you live, your neighbor, there's not one grouch?
Oh, there's grouches, but, if you smile at them, they'll smile back.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I've never.
And something I brought up to our community director one day is that we used to have a hospital here in town. Well, actually, the hospital is still in town. Mm-hmm. But in its surveys to patients, they always came in last place, and it wasn't just last place in Reno, Sparks. It was last place in the 11 Western states.
Good boy.
And so finally they did a thing and said, okay, every doctor, every nurse, when you walk by somebody, smile and say hi.
Yeah.
And they jumped from the very bottom to like number 3 in the first year.
Yeah, that always works, by the way, except for the rare occasions it has happened to me that if somebody is barking at me and I give them that big warm smile, it just makes them madder, So those are called psychopaths, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, you might be encountering somebody who just had a deal with Sparks Boulevard from Prater to Bering. And there are people who zipper merge and people who refuse to. And I don't think we talk about this enough that half the drivers out there think that when they see a lane being closed ahead at the stoplight, they see that lane closed coming. They get very upset for people in the left lane who zoom up to the very point where two lanes become one. And a lot of people waiting in the right lane think that's terribly unfair. But the authorities will tell you that this thing called the zipper merge, you're supposed to get right up to it. And then the cars alternate riding that one lane from then on.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that type of situation, we had that here, was it Wednesday or Thursday night with the fatal vehicle versus pedestrian at Lakeview Hill. And they closed 580 northbound at College Parkway. There were people that were riding on the shoulders to get up there to get off on College Parkway. And there was four of us that we kind of just glanced at each other and we did a blockade. You weren't going to go up on the right shoulder. You weren't going to go on the left shoulder. You just had to get in line and wait your damn turn.
Well, I know you're supposed to zipper merge, but I can't bear to do it because everybody else in the right lane is going to think I'm a huge jerk. But what you said about the pedestrian, what the hell? We had a woman pedestrian was killed yesterday when she was hit by a car. This was around 2:30 p.m. at Sun Valley Boulevard and 5th Street. This is freaking unreal because that makes four pedestrian deaths in 4 days in our area. There was I come in here to do the news every morning. There was one every morning this week, one each day. It's just outrageous. But, you know, and sad to say, I'm not surprised because we have these red light runners who, you know, they really push it now. They zoom by 2-3 seconds after the light turns red. I've seen it. So let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Yes, let's talk about Turkey Day.
So Channel 8 did a story last night. They posted it on their website. I'm reading it here. As cooking fires increase, Carson City Fire Department offers safety tips. And, you know, it's very basic stuff, you know. Never leave the kitchen while cooking on the stovetop, you know. The real common sense tips, which I guess we need those common sense things, you know, these days. Or do we? Or don't we? I don't know. But, you know, this is the time of season, folks. I got to warn you. Where all the TV stations, they play that video of the deep frying turkey going into the boiling vat and a big fire blowing up. And so all the fire departments, they, you know, call the photographers over and they do it every year just to show you. And yes, you think, oh, they do this every year. But I think some people actually need to see something like that. So. Look at me. I'm taking both sides on everything today. So be aware. Let me see. One of the big local stories this week was the approval of the Reno Planning Commission of the Lake Ridge Development Project that's up on the golf course by Lake Ridge in South McCarran, where the old tennis club complex was before. You know, they tore it down. And now this developer, he wants to build, or she, a new four-story hotel there, the spa and event space, which I'm told is going to include an amphitheater, i.e. loud. That's all, you know, going to be built there if it passes the next and final hurdle at Reno City Council. This week, the Planning Commission gave their approval. Several neighbors are also concerned about, the noise, of course, from outdoor events, but also the soon-to-be obstructed views that they have there and the current traffic situation already at Lake Ridge and McCarran. Now, the Planning Commission did say Thursday night that the expected increase in traffic there will need to be addressed. I know some people there. You know, I don't live too far away from that area. I know some folks who are irate about this, you know, and I hear where they're coming from. It's a very nice commercial mixed with a residential area now, and it looks like it may change. Join the club, you know. The views being obstructed like they claim, although I don't know of any area, especially a growing area, where the views are lifetime guaranteed, you know. The traffic situation, yes, it's a busy intersection, but I don't consider Lake Ridge and McCarran, it's not that bad. I can think of several intersections that are much worse. My gosh, just pulling out from my street onto West Plum is sometimes, I swear, a 5-minute wait. It was yesterday, ever since the city, the geniuses that they are. changed West Plum Lane from 4 lanes to 2 for the bikers, which now and then you see one. but now, that means you got to wait 5 minutes to get on Plum. So there are worse areas, you know. I guess if I lived right there at Lake Ridge, I'd be up in arms. But hey, we're still growing because people, they really, really want to get out of California. We were at a party this week where somebody said to me, I sure wish Reno would go back to those wonderful
wonderful years when I moved here in 1990.
Oh, my gosh. 1990. Wow. I thought it was, I thought it was too much in 1990 back then. You know, and folks, in 2040, there will be somebody pining for 2025. So in a way, these are the good old days right now. You know, Kathy and I, we each have been in Nevada most of our lives, and we did see one thing this week that took us back to the 70s. Have you folks seen the two goats that like to get up on a roof and stare at the cars around Moana and Plumas? Oh, my God. Gosh, the first few times we drove by, Kathy goes, oh, look at the two goats on the roof of that shed over there. It's in somebody's backyard, but the shed is right by the road, and there's always these two goats standing on the roof of the shed. And the first time I saw it, I said, no, those are statues. Those are backyard statues. They're not real, you know, because goats, they just don't move. They just stand there. And after a few more drive-bys, I saw the tails move. And oh my gosh, folks, there are two goats watching us at Plumas and Moana. If I were still a Channel 2, a definite story I would do there.
Yeah, just think about this. That, you know, to heck with going and seeing the Christmas lights. We want to go see the two goats on the shed.
Have you seen them?
I have. In fact, I'm trying to remember where I saw it. It was either Facebook or YouTube, where there's actually a video of them on the shed.
Well, I watch TV news a lot. Nobody's done a story on it. I'm hoping for one of these young reporters to go out there. And, of course, they would call it Moana and Plumas. But still, anyway, go see the goats. It is a delight to see. We love seeing them out there. Okay. Time for a break. I'm John Potter, live and local. If you care to, you can call 775-884-9910. You don't have to. You don't have to call. Just sit back, enjoy, and listen. We got a great lineup of guests, starting off with health with the first two guests. It's all going to be interesting, and, of course, it's all local, and we're going to have some fun, too. Going to take a break. Be back very shortly. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3. FM News Talk time is 9:18.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello. John Potter, live and local. Beautiful day for a radio program. It's 9:22. Hello, Northern Nevada. Tahoe, Northern California. Let's go to the phone, 775-884-9910. Paul is calling from Virginia City Highlands. Hey, Paul, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning, John. I look forward to your show every weekend. So, anyways, I'm calling because you mentioned the story about the fires in the kitchen, the fire department, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of when I first moved here 32 years ago. Turned on the local news, and I believe it was the Channel 2 news guy, the main guy at the time, who's on there for a long time. One of the lead stories was how to cook your holiday turkey. Wow. So, you know, so it's cooked all the way or something. I'm thinking, oh, my God, what I've gotten into. This is local news. That's the big story, is how to cook your holiday turkey. I was just like, I don't know.
Well, I think we all agree, and not just that one station, but it's not what it used to be when you have the newsroom full of people and people going to the police station and looking through reports. You know, now they, as I said earlier, they rely on press releases. The cops actually write the stories. And there's kind of a lack of creativity that, you know, I miss coming up with ideas for stories, especially people stories. We have so many interesting folks here, but it's gotten to the point. I'm sorry. The first three minutes of local news is probably 2.5 minutes weather, and then it's two local stories, and then they go right to national or world events, which honestly, in my opinion, doesn't belong in local newscasts. They got the network for that, you know. Oh, so
correct. And then back to weather again.
Yeah, we're not going to gripe today, though. Thanksgiving on the way, and I hope you have a very, very good one, sir. Thank you for calling
in.
Thank you,
sir, and you too. Enjoy the, the holiday.
Awesome. All right, get those Christmas decorations up. I'm going to rant about that later on this morning. I don't see enough Christmas decorations. Where are they? I mean, it's cool. You got your Halloween thing still up, okay. But that's something for later. But Thanksgiving is this coming Thursday, of course. I am so thankful for it all. I understand that you and I, we're thankful for all the blessings we have. Our prayers are less about please and more about thank you at home, more often than not. And I think that where we have been blessed, what's that line? Where much is given, much is required. I think we often remark upon that to ourselves at Thanksgiving when we count our blessings and we see how richly we are blessed. And I mention that in the context of suggesting that perchance, and I know you've been hit up over and over again for donations. Oh my gosh, you should, Kathy, Kathy donates to anybody who sends us something in the mailbox. And gosh darn it, these charities, they trade your name around, and we're hearing from charities we've never heard from. But hey, we do. We fill up envelopes and we send that stuff out. And we also, you know, you've seen on the news, you know, people who need money right now. And I'm just mentioning that in context of suggesting here that perchance we could show our gratitude by passing along some of our blessings via, here's my personal favorite here, the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission. RSGM.org is the website for this wonderful ministry. It opened up in 1963 in the seediest spot of downtown Reno at the time. There was nobody else doing anything for the homeless back then. I came here in 78, and they were it. But they're downtown Reno. They were right alongside the motels and the bars, and I watched is that corner was just transformed with a building that became a safe haven for people in recovery. You know, from that humble beginning, the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission is now one of Northern Nevada's largest Christian providers of addiction, recovery, and support. Countless men, women, and children have found Christ-centered hope and healing through those doors. And they use your donations to care for homeless people, to look after the moms and their children, to help those folks beat the demons of addiction or mental illness and the despair of the streets. And at Thanksgiving, at the holiday season, I hope you would give them a thought. Go to the website, RSGM as in mucho, I don't know, .org. Just look at it, read and think, and donate if you would. I bring this up because since 1978, I've known the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission to be a life changer and a godsend to people down on their luck. And two, second point, I never see it featured on the news like it should be. Is it the religion thing? Are local news media shying away from the religion-based charity because it might offend somebody? I hope not, because, my gosh, we get a lot of airtime for, yes, the food bank, very important and such, but this ministry is a true godsend and has been since 1963. So it deserves a little boost, and a little boost there at the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission. It goes a long way, and I will add, they do not receive any federal, state, or other government assistance like the city will donate to some of these charities and such, but no, not the Reno Sparks Gospel Mission. The why not, why they don't get this assistance from federal, state, or local, kind of escapes me. But Anyway, keep them in mind. I appreciate it. Okay, we're going to have fun, as I promised this morning. We have, oh my gosh, Derek's here. He has a big sale again. That's going to be great. And we have a comedian famous in Nashville who's going to be on with us, and he's appearing at the Carson City Nugget. Might have tickets for that, so stick around. I'm John Potter here until noon. Up next, Fox News, then local news with Greg Neft. Back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:29.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
How you doing? John Potter, live and local, Saturday morning, and it's Derek's time. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Hello, Derek.
Hi, John. How you doing today?
The brain may not be the largest organ in the body, but is arguably, it does have the biggest impact, as you and I know. And you have a great sale to talk about today, and you also have an incredible warning to talk about today. This hits hard because of these five drugs. I take one of them. Derek printed out something that he's a fervent believer of, the title or the headline, Five Drugs That May Impair Your Memory. All right. Well, go on your rant. And this is very important stuff that people need to know about. This is from Memorial Sutila Health. And these are doctors. So, Derek, well, what's the problem with these five drugs?
It's where they attach the attachment points. So there's I don't know. You want to read the...
Oh, you take it.
Okay. So this, I've been looking up the last week or so, we've been looking into what causes memory loss, yeah. What can contribute to memory loss. I was thinking, you know, hard life, you know, lots of partying in your teens and 20s, maybe even 30s, that could be contributing to why we have memory loss at an older age. That was been my
Do certain
theory.
Drugs actually literally kill brain cells?
I think alcohol is going to be the worst contributor, to be
but
honest with you.
The word kill.
Kill, it's actually impossible to kill off the brain because their brain regenerates faster than any organ in the body. The brain has that capacity because if the brain's not working properly, then we don't live. And so the brain continues regenerating, rewiring things as we go through life. So
but if you abuse the brain enough, it can't possibly bring back 100% of the brain cells.
No, not 100%, yeah. But it's going to continually repair until it can't. So, but it's going to continually do the best it possibly can. Mm. And so if we starve it for nutrients, if we consume a lot of recreational drugs, whether that's alcohol, whether that's marijuana, whether that's, you know, worse sort of things like cocaine and heroin, methamphetamines, things like that, that's going to have a compounding effect also. And so it's not that there's no judgment on it. It's just these are facts that over time, if we consumed a lot of those things for long periods of time, it's going to have a detrimental effect on our brain, not in the moment, not a couple years after we stop, but 10, 20, 30 years later is when it's really going to start having significant effects. And so because it's all those things attached to receptors in the brain, so the more receptors it attaches to, and the longer we consume something like that, the more degradation we're going to have because those receptors are not necessarily get used up, but they get attached to. So that's going to disrupt how they function.
So these five are five that people, you say, should really know about.
Yeah. So benzodiazepines, that's number one. And I actually went through five different lists I found on the internet. If you guys want to look it up, you can. I just Googled drugs that may impair memory. And there's tons of lists. You can even redo that Google search and drugs that affect memory. And you could do 1,000 different things, 1,000 different lists. But what I found interesting was every one of the lists started off with pharmaceutical drugs. Marijuana is not the top. Cocaine's not the top. Recreational drugs are not the top of drugs that impair memory. It's pharmaceuticals.
And so this first one, benzos.
Benzodiazepines. I believe those are anxiety. Xanax, Valium, or benzodiazepines, things along those lines are benzodiazepines affects memory.
And that's number one.
That's number one. Beta blockers is number two. That has to do with your heart. I don't exactly know what that does for sure. But beta blockers is number two on almost, beta blockers is number two or number three on every single list I've read. And so that has to do with heart. I don't know specifically what mode of action it has.
What beta blockers are
beta blockers in general? It's not specific.
What drug is that though?
I don't know for sure.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just kind of reading off the list here.
I think a doctor told me to take those. I never did.
Hmm. I know a lot of customers have called me and asked about them, and I'm being very honest and upfront. I don't know much about them.
I think it was because one of the side effects was virility.
Oh, interesting.
And
memory.
I said, not a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to number three.
So number three is tricyclic antidepressants. So that would be, I don't know what those are specifically either. However, it disrupts the transmission of neurotransmitters in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to attach to those receptors and disable all downline transmission because chemicals attaching to those receptors, which disrupts the function of those receptors.
Another pharmaceutical.
And number four is the statins.
Okay, that's what I'm taking.
Statins statins disrupt the fats going to the brain.
And yeah, so well,
the brain's 90% fat. And so I'm not telling people what to do.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating not to take it. I just want people to know that statins contribute to memory impairment as we age.
Well, I take one at night because, well, you know, she's a great cook, and it's not fat-free stuff that we're eating for dinner. And I'm thinking, boy, I have a full belly of this, and I don't know. I you know what? I've quit them, then I've gone back, quit them, gone back. So I'll keep it in mind. You're like the third. I've read articles.
Yeah.
You're like the third source to tell me this about statins.
And so the last one is narcotic painkillers, opiates in particular. Even opiates, it's not necessarily about increasing dopamine. Most opiates still attach to GABA receptors.
Yeah, they scare me to death.
And so that if someone has addiction to opiates, that no matter what the end result from opiate painkillers, is to increase the production of dopamine, because that's what the end line of what they're doing is improving the production of dopamine. And so that's one of the reasons why one of the contributing factors of why we developed Dopexil is because that specifically goes after the production of dopamine and starts to regenerate the dopamine receptors as well. So this was one of the things that I've been aware of.
All right. Well, and you really pick your sources here. This is a health center. You know, when you say check it out online, there's a ton of clickbait out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
With those headlines. Actually, I saw one this morning. This is in the Daily Mail. I'm a neurologist. Here are three things I would never do. A neurologist shares I had to read it, Derek, you know. Shares the three things he avoids to optimize brain health that can, and these result in dementia, hearing loss, and chronic conditions. Okay, this is Dr. Baobing Chang, known on social media as Dr. Bing. I'm going to make this really quick. Earbuds and headphones. He says loud sounds can damage the hair cells in your inner ear, and over time, that raises the risk of hearing loss and dementia. He says it leads to disruption of the brain's lymphatic system, part of the brain's waste removal mechanism to clean out toxins. Agree?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Number two, don't ignore dental health. Citing a recent study that linked gum health to brain health, he said every night I floss, and then I water floss, and then I brush. A 2025 study from the American Academy of Neurology found that both gum disease and cavities were linked to an 86% increased risk of having a stroke compared to having a healthy mouth. Agree?
Yep.
And finally, he urged people not to sit on the toilet for more than 5 minutes, quote, because sitting too long and straining causes blood to pool in your legs and drop your blood pressure, not enough blood going to your brain. Then again, how has mankind managed to survive for thousands of years without Dr. Bing giving these timely warnings? Anyway,
that's great.
So the sale. What's the sale?
Well, this is our Black Friday week sale. So this is our Black Week sale, and that probably didn't come out right. So what we're going to do is give a bottle of Restore away for every order over $100. And so with the only exclusion would be the GLP-1s and the bundles. So other than those, anytime you have $100 or more, we're going to give a free bottle of Restore. You don't have to put anything in the notes. It automatically is going to be applied when with every shipment. And so if people wanted to, if people just wanted to buy three bottles of Restore, just buy two and you'll get three. So it's arguably going to be 50% off if you just manipulate the system a little bit. People want to experiment with it, with some things, but people don't want to spend the money. You could buy something like Dopexil and J147 and get a free bottle of Restore. And then if that same couple or individuals want to buy more things, do two orders. Buy Dopexil and J147. Then you could buy something like Neurogenesis and oxytocin nasal spray, and you get a free bottle of Restore. Make multiple orders to capitalize on getting a free bottle of Restore with every order.
Well, Restore is the best, and I took my Dopexil this morning. Feel great. Do appreciate that. So great deal, Derek. And the website is easy.
BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Yeah, BrainHealthFormulas.com. And the deal is
$100 or more, get a free bottle of Restore.
And the website knows this, right?
The website knows this, yep.
You told the website.
I told the website.
Okay. 775-884-9910. If you have a question for Derek, Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. One more segment with him back shortly. I'm John Potter, live in local 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 946.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Best stuff when the microphone is off.
I know.
You know, you
we should just go full.
Now you have to repeat it. It's never the same. John Potter, live with Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. No camera today.
No, I forgot the tripod.
And I shaved for you.
John, you always look great, no matter what.
Let's go to the phone, 775-884-9910. Rob is calling from Carson. Hey, Rob, you're on with Derek. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, how are you guys? Hi, Derek. It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
I started with the Dream. What do you call it? The Nerve Tranquility, and then included Dopexil. And I noticed on the it says on the Dopexil, take on an empty stomach, and I was wondering, am I supposed to take the Nerve Tranquility on an empty stomach also, and the other stuff you guys got?
Yeah, you can, to optimize efficiency.
I can, but I'm wondering what's the best way. Best way is on an empty stomach?
Yes.
And drink water?
Yep. That's the best way to do it.
All right, sir. I got the sample of the... because I bought some Dopexil and I got the 5-capsule sample of Neurogena or something.
Yeah.
And Neurogenesis. And I don't know what I was supposed to experience, but I kind of felt a little weird last week.
The Neurogenesis. You said to drink a lot of water with
that. Drink a lot of water with that. Neurogenesis can have, it takes some time for that to build in.
You know what is funny? He brings that up because I had a bit of a spacey feeling with the Neurogenesis.
Yeah.
But not now.
Yeah.
But the first time, that was a little odd. But it's a good odd, right?
Yeah, it takes some time to build in. And so even I experienced headaches for the first day or so. I wasn't drinking enough water. Mm-hmm. Some people, so this is kind of one of the things, it's kind of like a transition. So when our brain has a component that the brain can utilize as repair, and if we've been deficient for a while, the brain is going to struggle to uptake it and to utilize it. So there might be a spacey feeling. There might be, like I experienced, a headache initially.
Yeah.
And so it just gives the brain some time to catch up, to understand what's going on and how to utilize it. And so usually within 1 to 2, worst case scenario, 3 days, it starts to just engage, and then everything just starts to move like it's supposed to.
Definitely has an effect.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, glad you called. Yep. Anything else?
I'm just wondering, am I still on the right protocol, Derek, with my myelopathy?
Yep.
So my two go-tos are nerve tranquility and dopamine, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, Rob. If I need any more, you tell me.
Okay. Yeah,
you check back with us, too. We love progress reports.
Oh, and, I listen every Saturday. I can't wait for this.
All right, cool. Awesome, Rob.
Bye.
We never get to all the testimonials you get. Could you tell us some testimonials?
Yeah, so I'll try to make this short. So there's a couple who their grandparents, they take care of their grandkids during the day, and they were aware that they've been struggling with their memory. And so they ordered restored Dopex on the oxytocin nasal spray. And so the husband questioned if it was doing anything, and the wife's like, she was aware of how he was shifting, how his memory was improving. And so after 3 weeks or so of taking Dopexil, that combination, Dopexil Restore and oxytocin nasal spray, she asked her husband out of the blue, hey, what'd you have for breakfast yesterday? And he rattled off what they had for breakfast. Like, do you remember what you did last Tuesday with the grandkids when you left the house? He's like, yeah, we went to Walmart. We looked at the toys. These are just random names. Johnny looked at the Legos, and then he went and looked at video games. And Cassie, she went and looked at the dolls, and then she went with the boy and to go look at more video games.
That detailed.
And then after that, so then the wife's like, so you think this stuff's not working yet? He's like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. I'm like, and so she was telling me the story, and because – these things work fluidly. They work so concisely, and so it's not a harsh hit. It just slowly starts to improve to the point. The reason I'm communicating this is we start improving without knowing we're actually improving. And so this gentleman didn't recognize how much his memory had improved until his wife pointed out the fact that his memory had improved, because he was able to recall what he had for breakfast, what his grandkids had for breakfast from a week ago. And she went into more detail that he actually explained to her what he made the grandkids for breakfast that day and why he made that for the kids that day. And so for them, it's like that their memory had not worked better than that in 30 years.
You know what's extremely powerful is to combine your products with a couple of books.
Yeah.
That I have read. You are talking about the book right there, what you were just saying. That's the book Mindfulness.
Mm.
I love mindfulness. And it's a concept where you're always aware and you can recite details about your day. Read the book Mindfulness. Read the book The Power of Now. Read the book We Are the Luckiest. Read the book The Joy of Being Sober. Four of those. All right. With your products, you're Superman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I'm serious. I'm dead serious about this. And thank God I got to meet you and started me off on Restore. And I got my favorites of yours. I love the Shilajit. I love the Dragon's Blood. And your newest one, with a funny name, which would be all of them. But okay, you have new commercial space, my friend.
Yeah, we finally got our keys to our new place.
Dopexil, that's it. Okay. Dopexil. Dopexil, naturally creating serotonin. Incredible. All right, I'm sorry. New commercial space.
So we finally got our new space. Got our keys Thursday. Kathy and I were both in shock because it was finally over. That's the 3-month adventure.
You have a Kathy too?
I have a Kathy, yeah. And she also has red hair, by the way. That's funny, isn't it?
They are crazy, aren't they?
They are always an adventure and always full of fun. And so we're at 780 Smith Ridge, Suite 450. And so we're going to be in and out over the next couple of days. We're going to be moving stuff. But if anyone
next to?
It's right behind Trader Joe's by Meadowood Mall. So we're not in the Trader Joe's complex. It's right down the street on Smith Ridge. So it's close. I'm using that as a reference point, by the way.
I gotcha.
So 780 Smith Ridge Road. You can always call. My phone number is 775-634-7789. We will be slowly integrating into there to where our doors will be open soon.
Like a storefront?
Yeah, we're going to have a storefront.
Oh, my gosh, you're getting big time.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Well, our Trader Joe stops. We will definitely
stop
there with you. We were just at Trader Joe's yesterday.
Yeah, it's great.
Got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Final minute, Derek. What would you like to say to the folks? By the way, folks, get the free bottle of Restore with every order of $99.95. You said $100.
It's an easier number.
Or more at brainhealthformulas.com.
That's it.
All right.
I'd like to just say thank you, John, and thank you for all the people who are willing to trust me, trust us. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for everything. We wouldn't be here without you, John, so thank you.
Well, you're the real deal. That's why you're still on with us. It's been a year and a half you've been on. If these products did not work, especially with me, I am no BS. If they did not work, you wouldn't be here.
That's true.
Today, That's I would true. Say this guy, No, they do, and I put my name on them. I'm proud to do so. And thank you, Derek. Thanksgiving coming up. What you doing?
We're gonna go to some friends' house. We're gonna go a bunch of big people, a lot of people gathering.
We're debating with friends. It's like nobody really wants to, cook. So now we're talking about getting the pre-cooked, and maybe. It's not firmed up yet.
The older we get, the less we want to do it.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Take advantage of the free bottle of Restore right there. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure.
I'm John Potter, live and local Fox News Next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.